I pray along with her, and then, as Chucha likes to say, the work of God that must always be done by man begins. Between the two of us, we push and drag and tug that coffin out the narrow door, upend it, turn it around, and put it in the room next door. We set it up in front of the neatly made bed, lid open, with Lucinda's bloody sheet spilling out the sides.
It looks like a dead person just crawled out,
leaving his bloody winding sheet behind. I admit I feel mean participating in this scheme, but I also understand that our lives are in danger. A tip from Lorena could wipe us out. It's so unfair to have to live in a country where you have to do stuff you feel bad about in order to save your life. It's like Papi and Tio Tony planning to assassinate Mr. Smith when they know that murder is wrong. But what if your leader is evil and rapes young girls and kills loads of innocent people and makes your country a place where not even butterflies are safe? I feel sick to my stomach all over again just thinking about all this. After we are done, Chucha closes herself up in her bedroom and begins to pray to San Miguel again. On my way back through the house, I bump into Mr. Washburn coming down the hall from Papi's study. I turn my face away, trying to avoid his eyes. He's the first man I've encountered since getting my period. I'm sure he can see right through my pants to the belt and pad I am wearing. "I have some good news, Anita," Mr. Washburn is saying. "Your sister's visa came through." I glance up at those kind blue eyes that are exactly like Sam's eyes, and my disgust begins to fade away. Mr. Washburn is risking his life to help my family as well as my suffering country. Here is another man, along with Papi and Mundin and Tio Tony, to add to the list of good guys I might be able to trust again. Back in Lucinda's bedroom, Mommy is explaining that Lucinda